The Spirit of truth will testify to me, says the Lord, and you also will testify. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be, or about what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. The Gospel of the Lord. I think very often I do it myself, because the priest normally does it, you probably do it too, that we don't take much notice of the first reading normally at Mass, and then we skip over to the Gospel. We tend to concentrate on that. But just, you know, look at the Gospel, at this first reading this morning for a moment, a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. And what is he talking about there? We're talking really about the cosmic Christ. What do we mean by the cosmic Christ? Well, Jesus, we often refer to him, we call him Jesus Christ. Maybe a better way of putting that would be Jesus the Christ. So let's just think about that for a moment. Everything, no matter what you look at, everything is created by Christ. So everything in the world, everything, there is nothing that exists that hasn't been created by Christ. Christ was there before all time. And in time, if we're kind of looking at time, Christ became, Jesus became flesh in when he was born as a little baby. And so how does that apply to us? Well, it applies in the sense that if we believe that, and that is a fact, that everything is created by Christ, by God, then we have to have respect for all creation. And so it's difficult to see how anybody who really would believe that, which we have to believe, it's a fact of nature, and yet not be into or have a respect for climate control and so on, or how we use the creation or our respect for creation. It's difficult to see how we could call ourselves a true believer. And so applying it to our present time, it was noticed this week that the woman being nominated for a Chief Justice, when she was asked about climate control, she said, it's open to lots of discussion, and global warming is open to a lot of discussion. It's not really. It's a fact at the moment. And so if you really, I think, believe that Christ created all things, which he did, everything is a creation of God, of the Christ, then how can you say, well, it's not really that important or it's open to discussion? It's not. And we got to care for the earth. Very important. And I have to admit that for many years of my life, this wasn't a factor in my life. I never even gave it a thought. And you see how we're developing, I suppose you could call it developing our knowledge of God. Certainly, I can say for myself that I have a much, much different image of God now than I had, for example, even 10 years ago, certainly 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. I think we a lot of us grew up in a very, small church or small world, unaware of these things, unaware of the expanse, really, of creation. It had nothing really to do with us. It was all about personal little sins. That's not the important thing. We got to have a great respect for everything, and of course that includes every person. That's the bottom line, that we have to have this respect for every person and for everything that's part of God's creation.